Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. The chilling final moments of a Florida couple were captured in horrifying detail by one of the victims, whose cell phone was still recording when police found her body slumped in a pickup truck. This final deadly piece of digital evidence, a smoking gun confession, led Tampa authorities straight to the man charged with gunning down both victims in a vicious money dispute. Luis Jules, 59, was arrested and charged in the double homicide after police recovered the gruesome footage. Responding to a 911 call about a shooting, officers arrived to find a 37-year-old man lifeless on the ground and a 40-year-old woman hanging out of a white Chevrolet Colorado, both victims of fatal gunshot wounds. This woman spoke to WFLA NBC 8 News.
I heard a few shots go off, but I thought it was like fireworks, you know? But when I came out, it was complete chaos.
In all that chaos, the female victim was still clutching her cell phone, which contained the victim's last-second video affidavit. The horrifying footage shows Jules outside the truck, holding a cup and reaching inside. When the male victim shouts, quote, "Hey, you can't go in my car," end quote, and the woman adds, quote, "You can't search the vehicle," end quote, the situation explodes. Jules allegedly hurled the liquid from his cup at the man before drawing a black semi-automatic pistol. The video then captured the suspect, racking the slide back and pointing the weapon at the man, followed by the woman's terrified screams as gunshots rang out. The footage goes very shaky as she desperately tries to run before Jules is seen standing over her, gun in hand, before closing the door and fleeing the scene. Jules, tracked down via the video and neighborhood identification 8 hours later, was found disposing of the weapon, a black semi-automatic pistol, in the bed of a red truck. When confronted, he admitted to police he was the man in the video, claiming the victims, quote, owed him money, end quote, for the white Chevy that they were driving in, and that he was, quote, very angry, end quote, when they failed to pay him the previous night. The amount that cost two people their lives, $2,000. Jules is charged with two counts of first-degree murder and one count of tampering with physical evidence. He remains held without bond in Hillsborough County Jail. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch Crime Stories on Fox One and YouTube. More crime and justice news after this. The man who promised to cure HIV is going to prison for life after he traded his medical lab for a murder-for-hire plot. Serhat Gümrükçü, 42, the slick Turkish national who rose from magician to biotech mogul, was found guilty of orchestrating the cold-blooded execution of his business rival, Gregory Davis, who was found shot dead and left in a snowy ditch in Vermont. Gümrükçü, who ran Inokion Biosciences and claimed to have discovered an HIV cure, was undone by his fraudulent past. Here he is in a previous post on the company's website.
I always believe there is no such thing as an incurable disease. We have to look at things from a different perspective than the other scientists do.
Federal prosecutors revealed that Davis, a married father of six with a seventh child on the way, threatened to expose Gümrükçü's role in a failed oil commodities deal. Silencing Davis became urgent as the rival's threats jeopardized Gümrükçü's high-stakes negotiation of a multi-million dollar biotech merger built entirely on his false medical claims. His entire lavish, celebrity-studded Hollywood lifestyle was on the line. In a twisted cinematic conspiracy, Gümrükçü hired his friend Burke Irite to find a hitman. Irite contacted Aaron Etheridge, who in turn recruited Jerry Banks to carry out the contract killing. On January 7, 2018, Banks arrived at Davis's Danville, Vermont home in a vehicle rigged with flashing red and blue lights, posing as a U.S. Marshal. He coolly abducted the unsuspecting 49-year-old, drove him 10 miles away, and shot him in the back of the head before dumping his body in the snowbank. Gumruku was convicted on 3 felonies, including murder for hire and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The other men involved faced their reckoning. Banks received a 200-month sentence. Etheridge got 140 months, and Arete was handed 110 months. Gumruku now faces a mandatory sentence of life in federal prison. His sentencing has been pushed to November. And finally, just in time for Halloween, a scary lawsuit has been settled. Hershey just scored a massive treat from a federal judge who dismissed a monster of a class action complaint. The beef? Customers felt ghosted because the Reese's peanut butter pumpkins and white ghosts looked totally blank, no carved eyes or mouths, unlike the terrifying designs on the wrapper. Shoppers claimed deceptive advertising, expecting their chocolate to look a lot more haunting. But U.S. District Judge Melissa Damian said, boo to that. She ruled consumers failed to show real economic harm, noting the candies were not worthless, the chocolate still hit the sweet spot even if the designs weren't spooky enough. The court has ruled just because your Reese's pumpkin is missing a face, it doesn't mean you're going to get your cash back. It looks like this legal trick just ran out of treats. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.